USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still battling an aggressive form of brain cancer, aides to Arizona Senator John McCain say the Republican maverick is actively making his funeral plans, also disclosing that the memoir he's currently working on, The Restless Wave, is going to be his last writing. Audio of McCain reading excerpts of the book was released a few days ago.
Before I leave, I'd like to see our politics begin to return to the purposes and practices that distinguish our history from the history of other nations. I'd like to see us recover our sense that we are more alike than different.
Reports are McCain has informed the White House he wants Vice President Pence to attend his funeral, but not President Trump. Experts say even though seismic activity has calmed near Hawaii's Kilauea volcano, the event itself could continue for weeks or even months. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products bullet resistant. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Some breaking international news concerning U.S. relations with Turkey this morning. Turkey says it will take retaliatory measures if the United States was to stop weapons sales. The Turkish foreign minister Saturday addressing a proposal that's now in the House of Representatives that would temporarily halt the sale of weapons, including the F-35 fighter jet, to the Ankara government. The foreign minister saying it was wrong and not fitting in the relationship between the two countries, which are also NATO allies. A day after a report comes out from the Labor Department showing record low unemployment, President Trump talks about the economy during a visit to Ohio.
We want to get our workers back. We want to make our product here. We want to make our everything here. This is America first now, folks.
Justify, the 5-2 favorite in the 144th Kentucky Derby, gets it done, finishing first on a muddy track at Churchill Downs. Good Magic was second. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The National Security Agency collected over 530 million phone and text message logs in 2017, according to the government. It's an increase of more than 300% from the year before. The numbers are in an annual report released by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. Most of the data was from providers like AT&T and Verizon, and it showed who was in on a call or a message, but did not indicate the content. A Texas-based meat company recalling nearly 50,000 pounds of smoked sausage after complaints come in about little bits of plastic being found in some of it, USA Radio's Wendy King explains.
Eddie Packing Company recalled the meat on Friday after restaurant complaints that pieces of white hard plastic were found inside the sausage. The smoked sausage originally was processed a month ago and was shipped to food service and retail locations in California, Georgia, Illinois, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Texas. So far, there have been no confirmed reports of adverse reactions to the products. Officials are saying if you have the Eddie's sausage products, throw them away. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And a NASA space rocket that is going to measure seismic activity on Mars is on its way. The InSight Mars lander had a successful launch yesterday morning from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.